Hey, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host, and today we have Eve Miles, who is the star of the Acorn exclusive, Keeping Faith, and we're going to be talking about that outstanding thriller. And let me tell you that when it drops on Monday, you're going to want to binge watch it. It's all 8 episodes, so you can do it. And trust me, I've been through the first 4. It is just an awesome, awesome drama, and a real it's a binger. Trust me on that one. And we'll get to our interview with Eve in the not too distant future. But let's run down some of the news as we have it here, and let's start with some programming notes. Apple has given Octavia Spencer's drama Are You Sleeping the green light. They're going to put together the 10 episode series, and it's a psychological thriller starring Oscar winner Octavia Spencer, and it is being produced by Reese Witherspoon's Hello Sunshine company, which we all know is also the company behind Big Little Lies. So Octavia Spencer, her drama Are You Sleeping, Apple's going to give it a 10-episode run. And as we said before, Octavia Spencer stars, Reese Witherspoon produces. Meanwhile, over at Warner Brothers, they've announced that they're going to order the drama Swamp Thing. Now, it's quite possible that that's headed to Netflix, although it's not yet announced. But normally, the Warner Brothers and Netflix have a pretty good deal together. It's based, of course, on the DC comic of the same name. And Swamp Thing is slated to join the Netflix family, as I said, likely in 2019. Now, let's talk about some of the series renewals and cancellations. Fox, which has done very well with Empire, and I know a lot of you out there are Empire fans, and it's a super, super show. I've enjoyed it for the first 4 seasons. We're going to see season 5. That's right. Fox has already renewed Empire for season 5. Right now, there's an unspecified number of episodes. Our guess is probably somewhere in the neighborhood of somewhere around 17 to 20. We're not sure. Usually that's where they go with it. So absolutely, if you're an Empire fan, Fox has renewed it. Not a problem. Also, CBS All Access renewed The Good Fight, season 3 now of that show. And of course, that's a spinoff of The Good Wife, which was an outstanding show on CBS. So CBS All Access has decided they're going to go with The Good Fight Season 3, okay? So that's a cool thing, and I know a lot of you are fans of both The Good Wife and now of The Good Fight. Some TV updates. Hulu has crossed the 20 million subscriber mark. That's right. Hulu now is at 20 million subscribers, and a lot of people have suddenly subscribed because of The Handmaid's Tale, which was picked up for its 3rd season. So clearly, the original programming aspect of Hulu has come through in spades as they are now cross that all-important 20 million subscriber mark, which is a big-time thing without any question about it. Up TV acquired the off-net rights to Home Improvement. So for those of you who like the comedy of the 1980s, there's 204 episodes of this series. And of course, it's the Taylor family, which consists of Tim Allen hosting the fictional Tool Time with his wife, Jill, who is, of course, Patricia Richardson, their 3 children. And it's a fun, fun show. And Up TV has acquired the rights to Home Improvement. So if you're an Up TV fan and you like streaming video of Home Improvement, that's where you're going to find it. Exclusive home for that. Sports coming up. We still have the NBA playoffs 2nd round on ESPN and TNT. Meanwhile, the NHL Stanley Cup is in its 2nd round, and the schedule, of course, is on NBC and NBC Sports Net. So those are some things to be looking out for. After this break, we're going to come back and we're going to talk to Eve Miles about her new show, Keeping Faith, which debuts exclusively on Acorn TV Monday. Sling TV is America's number one live television streaming service, and I'm here to tell you that I am proud to be a slinger. That's right. Slinging is about breaking norms and connecting people with TV that satisfies through choice and control at a reasonable price. It is a way of life. Anyone can be a slinger. I invite my friends to enjoy the choice and control that only Sling TV can offer. Hey, millions are doing it, folks. You want freedom, right? Well, Sling gives you the freedom and the choice to craft just the right package that fits your interest. If you're a newsie, you've got CNN, you've got MSNBC, you've got Bloomberg, you've got CNBC, you've got HLN, you've got BBC World. That's just to name a few. If you're a sports person, hey, no problem there. You've got the ESPN family of networks, Fox Sports Networks, NBC Sports Network, and much, much more. Lifestyles, HGTV, Food Network, Travel Network, Lifetime. Entertainment, there you go. You got TNT, TBS, USA, Comedy Central, A&E, plus much, much more. Multiple languages, no problem. Sling has 22 different languages at the lowest price on the market anywhere. So give Sling TV a try today. I will bet that you're going to be a slinger just like me for a very, very long time. So go to sling.com. That's sling.com and check out how to be a slinger today. Well, as you all know, we've long been a fan of Eve Miles, and she's been outstanding in Torchwood, Broadchurch, and of course, Victoria. But in all those roles, I believe that the new character she's playing, Faith Howells, in Keeping Faith, is probably the most challenging for her. She really does an outstanding job. And this show, I'm telling you right now, you're going to want to binge watch it. And it broke all kinds of records in the UK for nearly 10 million iPlayer downloads. That's right, 10 million iPlayer downloads nearly for Keeping Faith. That gives you an idea of how many people join me in the consideration that this is a bingeable show without question. Plus, the show was done in both Welsh and English, okay? It debuts Monday the 7th, of course, on Acorn. It's an Acorn TV exclusive right here in the United States. And let me give you a little backstory on Eve's character, Faith Howells. Now, Faith is drawn into a mystery when her husband and business partner, Evan, which, by the way, is played by Bradley Feegard, and Bradley is Eve's real-life husband. So there's a kind of a little fun nugget for you. In this case, Evan disappears, all right? Now, when he disappears, we're talking about he leaves for work, but he never arrives. Now, his sudden absence strikes deep into the heart of this tiny Welsh community that they live in. And it forces Faith to search for some clues. And she discovers new revelations about Evan's private life and questions how much does she really know about this man that she loves. And I'm telling you right now, outstanding cast, folks, outstanding script, outstanding directing. And it is shot in a backdrop of this beautiful seaside town in Wales. I mean, it's got everything that you're going to want to see. So, Eve, what about this script drew you to it?
I got the script about 5 years ago. I was just found out I was pregnant on my second daughter. Uh-huh. And the script came through, and I read it. And straight away, I was attracted to playing this flawed, very human, very grounded woman who had this tragic and cruel happening to her, and I just wanted to play her difficulties in a way that I wanted to play her, you know, give her the essence of a fun mum, as a loving friend, as a faithful wife, and a good woman, you know, a happy woman, not a victim, you know, that resonated with me to play this new kind of character that we don't get to see a lot really on telly, because There's always some sort of, I don't know, dark edge or some sort of
I mean,
heroism to the
yeah.
protagonist, and there isn't with Faith. She's
Yeah.
we, you know, we knew that we were going to go for hyper-realism on this, but the, you know, the downside of this, and I say downside because I don't speak the language, not because I don't like the language. The downside was that I had to also film it in two languages, one of which I didn't speak. So on one hand, I was handed gold, and I knew it was gold. You don't, you know, good writing comes along rarely, great producing and directing comes along rarely, and a great cast comes along rarely. And we had all this, we had those three, we had the magic three. And yet, on the other hand, I was told you can only do this. It was like dangling a carrot in front of my face. You can only do it if you know, you can speak. If you're bilingual, and of course I'm not, and I'm no spring chicken, you know, I'm not in my 20s where I can just, oh, I know, I'll learn a new language, and I'll do an 8-part drama in it, not just any drama. I'll play this, you know, this really intense character for 8 hours, criminal lawyer. You know,
So
I'm, you know,
I
I'm
was
39 now. I've got two daughters. It's incredibly time consuming, and but boy, oh boy. You know, sometimes in life you've just got to put everything down and go, this is what I'm thinking of doing. Are you with me? Are you going to help? And I've got a great family, and that's what happened. So
We
there's no
should
way I wasn't playing this character. I would have learned five languages to play it.
Yeah, well, we should mention that you were learning Welsh,
I learned
and
Welsh for it. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
and I must say that my late grandmother was from Wales and attempted to teach
Oh,
us
I
Welsh,
knew I liked you.
attempted to teach us Welsh throughout her entire life, and I swear to
Oh,
God,
God bless her.
it just. Most of the terms I can remember, we can't talk about here because they were somewhat colorful, I should say. But
She sounds amazing.
yeah, she would say things to us in Welsh, and I'd look at my father and say, "What is it?" And he goes, "You do not want to know." So.
My kind of woman. Yes,
Yeah,
good.
she clearly went as you know, she clearly had no problem speaking freely in a tongue that nobody else knew.
Good for
But
her.
you know, not only did you learn Welsh, I mean, you've got some serious, you're almost in every scene in the show. Plus, you have
Yeah.
to also add to that a vocabulary that is, you know, let's face it, when you're in a legal show, there's legal vocabulary there. That makes it
Oh
even
yeah,
more amazing.
absolutely. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, it's just there's no magic wand. There was no shortcut. There was no way of doing it. It was, you know, sit. I which I did. I'd take the children to school in the morning. I'd come home. I'd sit at my table, my desk, and I'd prep all day. I'd read my scripts over and over and over and over again, and I would rehearse them, and I would learn them, and I would play with them, and I would. This went on for 4 months, you know, before we started, and gosh, it was the first 2 months were almost impossible to a point where. With the Welsh language, I thought, do I just put my hands up and say, this is impossible to do? But I had a great producer called Nora Osler, who sat with me once a week and listened to my Welsh. I mean, even that within itself, I used to be so nervous when she turned up. I'd have a nervous rash, and I'd be
Oh my goodness.
sweating, and I wouldn't have slept the night before, and I would have probably been a very angst person to live with the day before. And she'd turn up, and I'd have to read the script and come off book as much as possible in the language. And it was petrifying. But God, don't we all need to be petrified now and again just to feel alive again? So
It happens to me on a daily basis, so yes, I'm totally Sure,
That's
that
true. Parenting,
petrified is kind of a good thing.
it
You
is,
know,
yeah.
one of the brilliant parts about keeping faith, and there are many, it's an 8-part
Well, thank you.
series. Obviously, you're talking earlier about the fact that it is binge watchable. To that point, you set records in binge watching. People downloaded it and watched it and couldn't get enough of it. I mean, clearly you have a hit here. And I got to tell you, as I said, watching the first two episodes, it's so well written, it's so well acted, it's so much fun to watch from a mystery standpoint that it's just brilliantly done.
Oh, we really appreciate that ever so much. Thank you so very much for saying that. Because you make something, that we've got very little to go on. We knew that we had a brilliant script. We knew that we had a brilliant producer and director, and we knew that we had the backing from BBC Wales and SLC to allow us to make the show we wanted to make and be completely uncompromised. And they allowed us, they just let us do what we wanted to do. And Pip Broughton, who's the director and producer of the show, has the vision of one of the all-time greats. She's world class. She's a woman that if I could work every project on, I'd sign on the dotted line today and do that. She's inspirational. She knew what she wanted to do. She knew what she wanted to make. And the two of us were both strangely at a point in our career where we went to hell with it. You know what? Let's make what we want to make. Let's do it how we want to do it, and let's be completely unapologetic. Let's make something that we want to watch, we want to produce, we want to make, and we'll see if people enjoy the story. And we had Matthew Hall, who's an incredible writer, and who worked. We all worked together. There were no departments. Do you know what I mean by that? There was no hierarchy. There was no. We were all making Keeping Faith. From the grip,
The
from the
team effort
spark.
the whole way down the line.
Oh my God, we are a team. We are a team. We're a tiny, tiny, huge team, with heart and soul and superb talent. And I'm proud to be leading at the front for them.
Well, it's also interesting that Bradley Freegard, your husband, plays your husband on the show.
Yeah, I know.
Well, yeah, you would know.
Yeah.
You would.
I came home every night going, dude, I've been looking for you for days. Where are you?
Right. Come on, man.
Don't go
Give me a
sitting there. Don't
break.
go
Give me a
sitting there
clue.
smiling. Brad auditioned originally for the part of Steve Baldini.
Oh, really?
So we thought, we were keeping our fingers crossed for that. We Brad and I are theatre actors, and we're not used to going into any sort of production with somebody saying, oh, we want this person for the part, and you don't audition for it, and you get handed. Me and my husband aren't those actors. We aren't those people. Even when we're offered a part, I always try and, really suggest strongly that I go in. And I still read for it because I want to be right for that part. I don't want to be handed anything on the plate. I've never been handed anything on the plate, and I think you have to earn what you get, right? So it would have been easy for, for Brad to have walked into this production. I've gone, oh, I'd love him for this part, and he gets the part, but not on this production because Pip doesn't work like that. I don't work like that. The company doesn't work like that, and my husband certainly doesn't work like that. So what Pip does is cast against type on paper. Hannah Daniel isn't right for Ceres. On paper, I'm not right for Faith. On paper, Brad isn't right for Evan. And, Mark Lewis Jones isn't right for Steve. But when Pip puts us in those parts, we're all taken out of our comfort zone. And all of a sudden, we're reinvented, and we are performing again and creating characters again. And as an actor, that is our golden ticket, and you hold on to that, and it is a gift to be given that. And that's why it's very special to all of us. So when we found out Brad had got the part of Evan, I was actually, I'd had an accident. I was in hospital at the time.
Oh my goodness.
I know, I never, the only time I've been in hospital is to have children. So at this particular time, there was, it was a bit scary, and I'd had this accident, and I was in hospital, and I'd had two operations, and I woke up, and Brad was by the side of me. I don't think anybody knows this, actually. And he was at the side of me, and of course, I was crazy on all sorts of drugs waking up.
Sure.
And he said, I didn't get Steve Baldini, and I went, as you do every time, because you get 100 knockbacks before you get, you got the job. And we're used to it. We've done it for 20-odd years. Mm-hmm. And I went, oh, okay, darling, don't worry. Someone else will come up. And he went, I'm playing Evan. And I went, they better give me some more morphine.
It's like, yeah, too much.
They better give me some more morphine, because I have not seen this coming. I have not seen this coming. And, you know, that's Pip Broughton. That's genius of Pip Broughton. Because he's brilliant.
Absolutely.
The other,
you know, I got to say something. The cast is amazing. All right. Absolute cast is amazing.
Yeah, they are.
But
I'm blessed to have that cast.
Your children act like they are your children.
Oh, little darlings. What we did when we did the auditioning process, you know, I wish and I hope and I pray, and if I have anything to do with the future, I hope that in my process, from my productions, there is no such thing as an audition. I hate the process of auditioning. I think it does nobody any favors. I think everybody loses out. The producers lose out, the writer loses out, and the actor loses out, because it's not often that the right people get cast in the right part, because we are all fragile, and we all have anxieties, and we never do our best. In everybody dreads the audition process. Now, why hasn't that been changed? So when we were auditioning the children, we had a discussion, and I was, you know, very strong on this, and I said, you know, let's do workshops. They'll take the same amount of time. We just call it a workshop, and you know, we get the best young people for the parts, and it'll be a really positive and good experience for them, instead of it being a negative and a scary experience.
Right.
We don't want to do that. So that's what we did. We set up and we did workshops, and we popped in and out of scenes, and you know, we did that with the recalls. We had time to do that with the recalls. And there they were, you know, Alice, Demi, who plays Alice. She just popped straight away. She was everything was really internal with her, and she was very mature. And held her ground and played. From word go, I knew she was going to be playing Alice. She was right. And then came in the little girl who plays Megan, and she had her front teeth missing, freckles, and a belly laugh like I've never heard before. And she made me roar with her laughter. And they were integrating with each other and playing like they were siblings. And that was without any sort of work, you know, that was without any sort of workshops or us directing them or anything. It was
organic.
It was a very organic and natural process with them. And we get on superb. And they play in the scenes, you know, it has to be alive, it has to be in the moment. It has to be Pip loves, you know, the scratchings of the noses and the coughs and the blocked noses and the feet kicking in the background and them laughing and giggling and dropping things and shouting at each other. All that, and more. We encourage all of that because we want them to be kids.
Well, sure, that, and they eat an awful lot of breakfast.
A lot of breakfast, a lot of fruit.
Right.
And as many laughs as face can get into them as possible, because it's a terrible situation that family are in.
Right. And I think that, it's a very gripping thing. And Faith Howells, the character in Keeping Faith, you're literally in the first episode, you lose your husband and you can't find him. And the mystery begins. And as I said, it's a bit of a fun roller coaster because you just don't know from moment to moment what's going on.
No, you don't. And, you know, we purposely started the series off with, on a high, kind of a lovely setting. As you say, the backdrop is Larne, the land of Dylan Thomas. It's mystical and beautiful and magical, and none of it's CGI and none of it's lighting. It's literally that beautiful and idyllic. And the landscape is that huge, but we wanted to give that sense of being in this, vast landscape, but being so claustrophobic and unable to escape, which is small town living. I mean, I'm from a small village myself, and everybody knows everybody, and everybody knows what happened last night and whatever you did last Christmas disco, the last, office party. We're still talking about it 8 years later. It's all those juicy, beautiful, dramatic situations we find ourselves in small towns and small villages where we live. And we wanted it to start somewhere and have somewhere to go. And we wanted the audience to laugh and feel a part of this community and enjoy Faith and Evan's relationship and the relationship of the children, and feel and find themselves watching something very upbeat and happy and beautiful. And then maybe 15, 20 minutes before the end, we want to let go of your hand and you can join us for the next part of it, or you can leave at that point. But it certainly takes a change.
And, you end up in the deep end of the pool very quickly.
You do, but at least you have a connection with the people who are in the deep end of the pool with you, because you care for these people straight away, I think, and you want to know where this guy has gone, because those babies need to know where their dad is, and Faith needs to know why her husband hasn't come home.
Right. It's really,
and it's kind of, it's not convoluted, it's not unreal. These kind of things happen all the time. I can't believe in my own village where I'm from, since Keeping Faith has come out, how many people have tapped me on the shoulder and gone, that happened to me.
Well, it's very
and
believable.
You think, really?
Yeah, it's very believable, but it's also set up in such a way that you're hooked after that first 15 minutes of the show. You don't have to go to the deep end.
Yeah.
You're hooked early.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's great writing and a great director. Yeah.
And outstanding.
Yeah, I'm blessed to be around them.
So we know you from Torchwood, which I absolutely adored. Victoria, Broadchurch. I got to say this. A lot of fans here in the United States, when they see the show, they're going to see a difference, and that is, you have blonde hair, and I must say, it's a triumph.
Yes, we do. Listen, on every job I do, I try to aesthetically change everything I can possibly. I if I can be a chameleon, that's what I love to do. One of my pet hates to be taken onto a job, and they want you to look just like you look. It's like, oh God, it's so boring and dull. So we started this out, and I'd just played, obviously, Mrs. Jenkins, and I'd put on a lot of weight to play Mrs. Jenkins. I'd put on, kind of like nearly a stone and a half to make her quite, grounded and stodgy. And and my hair was very black. And I wanted her as stark as possible, you know, cold, cold, cold. And of course, Gwen Cooper is quite an iconic look. We all know who Gwen is and how she looks. So we want to do be, you know, we didn't want to be sensational about it.
Change it up a little
We wanted
bit,
to look like,
yeah.
well, we just wanted to look like Faith Howell. I wanted to look like I'd lived by the sea for 10 years. I wanted to look like I love the beach. I wanted to look like I loved being outdoors, which Faith is, you know, she's barefoot, wild and free and happy to sit in wet clothes and drink wine, and you know, she's a real free-spirited
Right, a fun
girl.
character. Fun character.
Yeah, and completely couldn't give a hoot how she looked, as long as she was comfy and happy. So we wanted a kind of a sun-kissed look by the beach, and we also wanted to go sun-kissed in the hair. So we started with the hair going, we're going to go a bit lighter on the ends. I went, okay. And that grew and grew and grew. And by the fourth time I went to the hairdressers, I was blonde.
There you go.
And the blonder I was getting, the more the producers were going, this, she's face is coming alive. This is face. This is this. She's coming alive. She's coming alive. So then I turned out really blonde. And, you know, I was running a lot of the time. I've been running marathons and things just to keep fit for the part. So physically, I looked very different. And of course, yeah, I was speaking a different language, you know, in the Welsh version. So it was a complete transformation. And I, you know, how often do you get the chance to do that? And I grab those chances as often as I can and run with it. So yeah, it's great to be. It's lovely when people watch it and then see my name, or see, when they've seen the posters and my name's underneath, they go, "What?" And they didn't recognize me. That's an actor's job, surely.
Well, you officially became Faith House.
I tried. I completely enveloped her, yes.
Well, I tell you, I know that the folks here in the United States can't wait to see you. They've loved you in all the
Oh.
different episodes of Torchwood, Victoria Broadchurch, and now they're going to love Faith.
Oh.
And I can assure
Oh,
you.
well, I hope so. I think it showcases my country really well. I think it showcases a modern Wales, and I think it showcases a modern woman. And it's a story close to our heart, and we work very hard on it. And for people to enjoy it is a huge reward for us.
Well, I tell you what, you know that you've made it when the coat you wear in the show has its own Twitter account.
Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it wonderful?
Well, I
And you
follow
know what the lovely
you
thing is?
on,
People put those. Oh, you do?
I follow you on Twitter.
Oh!
I follow you on Twitter, and now I follow your coat on Twitter.
Oh,
So
just joyous.
it's a fun situation, and I must say,
It
Eva,
is.
it's been a treat chatting with you. As I say, longtime
Oh.
fan of your work, and I can't wait for the audiences here in the United States to have a chance to see Keeping Faith, because as I said, I had a chance to screen the first couple of episodes, and I could have watched them all, but I wanted to hold something back, kind of like, not
Oh.
binge eating in that regard.
Oh,
The
that's just
fact that
wonderful.
it's
Thank you
working out.
ever so much.
Well, it's been such a treat, and I wish you nothing but the best, and hopefully we can chat again sometime soon.
Oh, that would be absolutely lovely. And right back at you. Thank you so very, very much.
We'll be back with more right after this from Sling TV. Sling TV is America's number one live television streaming service, and I'm here to tell you that I am proud to be a slinger. That's right. Slinging is about breaking norms and connecting people with TV that satisfies through choice and control at a reasonable price. It is a way of life. Anyone can be a slinger. I invite my friends to enjoy the choice and control that only Sling TV can offer. Hey, millions are doing it, folks. You want freedom, right? Well, Sling gives you the freedom. and the choice to craft just the right package that fits your interest. If you're a newsie, you've got CNN, you've got MSNBC, you've got Bloomberg, you've got CNBC, you've got HLN, you've got BBC World. That's just to name a few. If you're a sports person, hey, no problem there. You've got the ESPN family of networks, Fox Sports Networks, NBC Sports Network, and much, much more. Lifestyles, HGTV, Food Network, Travel Network, Lifetime. Entertainment, there you go. You got TNT, TBS, USA, Comedy Central, A&E, plus much, much more. Multiple languages, no problem. Sling has 22 different languages at the lowest price on the market anywhere. So give Sling TV a try today. I will bet that you're going to be a slinger just like me for a very, very long time. So go to sling.com. That's sling.com and check out how to be a slinger today. That brings to a close yet another edition of Stream On. Now, if you have not yet subscribed to the podcast, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, we make it very simple, okay? Go to the iTunes store because we're happy to be part of the Apple Podcast family. You can go to Google Play. How about Blog Talk Radio? Now, if you're one of the 35 million people on the planet that have downloaded the Stitcher podcast app, we're right there. How about one of the 50 million people who have downloaded the Spreaker podcast app? We're part of that group too. And if you're one of the 135 million people, myself included, who've downloaded the TuneIn app to your phone or your tablet, well, we're there as well. Just search on any of these podcast apps, Stream On with Jim Williams, and hit your favorite button. And each week, you're going to get a new edition of the show sent right to your phone or to your tablet or to both. Now, if you own an Amazon Echo personal assistant device, and there are many different kinds, you can just say to Alexa, hey, Alexa, play Stream On with Jim Williams and sit back and enjoy. So subscribe today, all right? Thanks to Eve Miles for joining us today. Her Acorn Television exclusive Keeping Faith drops on Monday, so check it out by all means. It's an outstanding show, great cast. Guarantee you're going to like it. Guarantee you're going to want to binge it, all right? Next week, we stay in the UK as we check in with the team at the BBC and ITV as they fill us in on all the details of what we can expect as we watch the royal wedding. So next week, our royal watchers are here to join us to give us a preview of Harry and Meghan's wedding, all right? Plus, we're going to go to Paris to talk French Open with our European buddies as our European vacation continues. All the details from this week's edition of our podcast can be found in our show box and show notes below. As always, we welcome your questions on Twitter at JW Media or on our Facebook page, which is linked to our show page below. Okay, till next week, for the team here at Stream On, I'm Jim Williams wishing you a binge-worthy weekend. Until next time, have fun.